This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, our fabulous producer, fabulouser. He could not be. He is the superlative of fabulousness, and so we appreciate his help and hard work. That's why any interview we've conducted on the radio is available shortly on the WKOK podcast page. On the newsline with us now, Dr. Paul Sievers on the line. We know of him as a humanities professor over at Bucknell University. He is an associate professor of literary studies. Also happens to be the faculty advisor for the Bucknell Orthodox Christian Fellowship on campus, and is just a real go-to guy when it goes to common sense talk about trying to find our common ground and trying to find out where we have been history-wise and how we can make some history for being a better nation. And helped us ask the question last year, what does it mean to be an American? So he's back on the line. Good morning, Paul. Thanks for calling in today.
Oh, good morning, Mark. It's always great to talk with you.
I really appreciate you checking in. Okay, so toward a more perfect union, overcoming race and class divides. That is tomorrow afternoon. Tell us about this particular online event.
Right. So we've got a unique pairing of two important voices currently in the news. One is Professor Glenn Lowry, who is an economist from Brown University. He has been in his career a pioneering African-American economist and public intellectual. And then we have Jody Shaw, who formerly, until recently, was a residential life staffer at Smith College, and they're going to be discussing how can we as a country try to get together on issues of race and class rather than letting those kinds of issues divide us.
Now, introduce them still further, because I think you, of course, introduce him as a great go-to professor, and that is noteworthy. We've seen him on interviewed extensively, sort of on the talk shows and on NPR. He gets around. If you aren't familiar with her, she might just say, oh, okay, so she's been an RA at Smith College. Well, you know, excellent job to get, but really,
yeah.
Introduce how they stand.
Her story, from her perspective, illustrates some issues about class in our current American life, particularly at American universities and colleges, where many of the workers who have less job security, lower salaries, less benefits, often, at least in rural colleges and universities, predominantly white. And Jody Shaw, as a divorced mother of two who was working in such a position at Smith, objected to some of the aspects of anti-racism training that were instituted there in the past year, particularly as they targeted workers at the college for privilege. And she felt that those programs were not adequately looking at the privilege of faculty, staff, and sometimes students at that very wealthy college, but instead were requiring workers to go to mandatory training where they were being told that they were privileged and they had to renounce their privilege and so forth. So I think that Glenn Lowry, in joining the conversation with her, hopefully will be bringing some thoughtful perspective as an economist to this, but also as someone who's thought a lot about race as an African-American public intellectual. And we expect that the two of them will talk through this a bit. You know, how can we get people on board with both anti-racism and also a better sense of economic equity so that working class people feel that they're part of the conversation about the need for more equity, and not somehow feeling that they're being blamed for having privilege if they are white in a situation where they may have less opportunities than some of the administrators and the faculty, say at a college. You know, this could also be the case at a corporation too. So it's trying to kind of iron out some of the differences, I think, talk through some of the differences between people who might be considered more in the working class and those who are in more privileged economic and social positions, while also keeping that conversation going, that important conversation of anti-racism and what needs to be done about that.
Why is it so difficult for us to reflect on a privilege that we may be assigned, you know, we may not assume it or consider ourselves enjoying it? Why is it so hard for us to reflect on that?
Well, I think that's a great question, Mark, because that's really, from my perspective, the central question maybe, and that is the need for self-reflection on the part of all of us, you know, to have both humility and also, you know, take a little bit of time to reflect on the privileges that each of us have, the positions that each of us have, and then try to reach out and try to both help others with less privilege, but also, you know, look at ways that we can, you know, even that playing field more. And that kind of cuts across all sides, I think, in this conversation sometimes, too, that, you know, sometimes there is, you know, some, I think, resentment related to class differences, you know, where it's felt, okay, you know, people who have higher incomes and more job security are telling some of these workers that they're privileged, but, you know, then how do you sort of turn that around also and ask for self-reflection on the part of people who are higher in the hierarchy, you know, the administrators, the professors, and so forth, too.
I know we've had conversations on our talk show about privilege, and a listener will just call in and say, well, I don't enjoy any privilege. I work, I get paid, I don't buy things I can't afford. I've, you know, reached my status in this world through, you know, hard work and sweat and toil and trying to be a good person as much as I could. So, all right, and what about race? Why is race tough for us to examine in ourselves, no matter which side of these issues you're on?
Yeah, well, I think that one thing that Glenn Lowry has quoted is Martin Luther King's statement that we want to reach the point as an American society, hopefully, where we can judge people by the content of their character and not by the color of their skin. But of course, historically, that has been a real challenge, unfortunately, due to ignorance and prejudice and hatred and so forth. I think that from Glenn Lowry's past conversations, you know, he feels that we need to address issues of racism still, but we also need that we should not, in his view, make race something so essential that it continues to divide us in different ways, you know, that we should continue to push towards that ideal of judging people by their character and not by the color of their skin.
All right. Well, draw us all the way back around into tomorrow evening's discussion. How do we get on board with it, and what will we see?
Yeah, sure. So the webinar is tomorrow, Friday, March 12th. It's from 4 to 5 p.m. And anyone who would like to get on the webinar, it's free. Just go to BucknellLeaders.org. That's BucknellLeaders.org. It's one word, two L's in the middle there. And go to events, and you'll be guided on to. You can watch it on YouTube or Zoom or Facebook. There are different ways to watch it as it's being streamed.
All right, so we encourage people to do that and make a pitch for folks to expand their repertoire of knowledge and I guess character, you know, add another element to your character, reiterate the kind of discussion we're going to be privileged to tomorrow with your moderation. We'll add in there that you're the moderator of the discussion, so draw us into tomorrow night's discussion. Or tomorrow,
well, I think
afternoon.
Whether you're on the right or the left politically, or whatever race or category of identity you may identify with, these kinds of conversations hopefully are an opportunity to get a little bit outside of ourselves and to try to engage a bit more with different perspectives, different points of view, and people from different backgrounds and experiences.
right. So that is tomorrow evening. The discussion we'll feature is entitled Toward a More Perfect Union, Overcoming Race and Class Divides. It is tomorrow, 4 p.m., of course, on Zoom and Facebook and whatever platform you wish to. One other note, what is in the future? Explain that this is part of an ongoing series of good discussions.
Right. So the next event after this will be March 24th. We'll be having a student conversation with the author Rod Dreher about his book Live Not by Lies, a manual for Christian dissidents, and that's a New York Times bestseller. There's info about it on the website, but Dreher's book looks at the issue of surveillance culture in our corporate society and economy today, and what that may mean for people of faith who are trying to find a path forward for themselves and their family in an increasingly online world.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate that. Dr. Paul Sievers, thank you so much for all your information, for drawing us into these good discussions and telling us about them. We will talk again as that other discussion approaches.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mark. Always good to talk with you. Appreciate it.
Dr. Paul Sievers, Associate Professor of Literary Studies and Faculty Advisor at Bucknell University, also an advisor for the Bucknell Orthodox Christian Fellowship on campus. Toward a More Perfect Union, Overcoming Race and Class Divides. It is tomorrow, 4 p.m. There is no bucknell.edu link that I detected, so you want to go to bucknellleaders.org. That's always the connection for some of the different speakers and folks who come to campus. bucknellleaders.org. Tomorrow evening, you can also follow it on the Bucknell University Facebook page. They have the information posted there.